The 118th Congress was the single least productive this century and passed fewer bills into law than any other Congress in at least 50 years. According to data from the Congressional Archives, the House and Senate passed 209 bills into law over the last 2 years. The average since the year 2000 is 372. There are many reasons for the gridlock, but it can be summed up like this. Republicans controlled the House with a 7-seat majority. Democrats controlled the Senate with a 2-seat majority. And compromise was scarce. Each chamber contributed to the pace. For instance, House Republicans approved bills they knew wouldn't be approved in the Senate, nor be signed by President Joe Biden. Why waste the time bringing it? And we said it's not a waste of time, because number one, it shows the American people how to fix these problems, Majority Leader Steve Scalise told reporters. But it also lays out that roadmap. So if we do get the House, Senate, and White House in January, which we now have this mandate from the American people, that we will have already started to process to show the country how we can get it done. Senate Democrats were criticized for a lax schedule. In 2024, the chamber only worked 5 days a week, 13 times. I think we've got a pretty good record on the infrastructure bill, on the other measures to deal with COVID. I think there's a solid record of accomplishment, Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal told Straight Arrow News. And the American people measure the results of a Congress not by the amount of time they spend sitting at their desks or walking around the halls, but what the results are. Here's what Congress did and didn't do. Achievements. They stopped the Washington, D.C. City Council's attempts to overhaul its criminal code. They extended the debt ceiling until January 2025. They gave veterans with disabilities a cost of living adjustment. They reauthorized the FBI's foreign surveillance program. They reauthorized the Federal Aviation Administration. Failures. They did not properly fund the government. They passed temporary measures to prevent a shutdown, but did not pass any formal appropriations bills. They did not approve an overhaul of the nation's immigration law despite a record number of illegal crossings at the southern border. They did not pass the Kids Online Safety Act, which was meant to add protections for minors on social media. The 119th Congress begins Friday, January 3rd, and lawmakers have their work cut out for them. The debt ceiling expires January 1st, so the Treasury Department will need immediate approval to borrow money, or it could default on loans, and government funding expires March 14th.